We would like to start our presentation of our FY 2015 Q3 business results and full year forecast. Firstly, the representatives of Toshiba Corporation, Mr. Masashi Muromachi, President and CEO. Mr. Masayoshi Hirata, Corporate Senior Vice President. Lastly, myself, Naoto Hasegawa from the PR and Investor Relations Office will be the moderator. Today, Mr. Muromachi will explain about the FY 2015 business forecast and the progress of the Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative, followed by Mr. Hirata's presentation of the FY 2015 third quarter results. Without further ado, let's have Mr. Muromachi brief you on the revision of FY 2015 forecast and the progress of our initiative.
I am Masashi Muromachi. We made an announcement to provide you with the third quarter results today, but as disclosed at 3:00 P.M. on February 4th, to our deepest regret, we had to revise our FY 2015 business forecast made last December. The forecast is shown here. Details will be provided by Mr. Hirata later. First of all, our deepest apology for having to make major revisions only a month after our forecast announcement. Aiming to overcome the current situation, we announced Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative on December 21st, 2015. For revitalization, we stated that measures such as structural reform of challenged businesses are necessary during FY 2015. Provision for non-profitable projects, inventory write-downs, additional asset revaluation loss, and incremental structural reform cost are some of the major causes of today's revision. With a strong commitment to resolve as much as possible issues of our financial position and deficit businesses during FY 2015, I decided to revise our forecast. Given our ever so challenging financial situation, we will further accelerate our asset reduction effort. In conjunction, as of February, compensation and salary of executive officers and managers will be reduced under our emergency plan. To solicit understanding and support from the banks, we are committed to improve our financials. Regarding our future growth strategy, we will, in March, brief you on our FY 2016 business forecast and our midterm business plan that is currently being devised. Next, the progress of Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative. Today, we announced additional measures to improve profitability of the HDD business and our objective to review the healthcare segment. Definitive pursuit of structural reform is one of the main pillars of our initiative. In this context, measures will be implemented to improve profitability of the HDD business, aiming to make a turnaround. While PC market is contracting, enterprise segment is expected to grow. By accelerating the shift of our management resources to the latter, our business structure will be transformed, eventually solidifying our profitability. Outline of these measures is in the handout. Please note that the plan impacts about 150 personnel, since it includes relocation and early retirement incentive program with an outplacement support. Regarding the healthcare business, under the reevaluation scheme of business portfolio and operation, which is set as one of the main pillars of our initiative, we will be inviting a third-party majority participation in Toshiba Medical System Corporation, ending our in-house operation of the entity in March 2016. Heavy ion radiotherapy system business and genotyping genome sequencing service, which have been handled by the healthcare business, will be transferred to other Toshiba Group. They will, therefore, remain within Toshiba. We are considering transferring our wristband-type biosensor business to other internal or external party, and its overall direction is scheduled to be determined by March 2016. Due to the above-mentioned revaluation, 90 domestic personnel will be relocated or be offered an early retirement incentive program, which includes outplacement support.
Next, I'd like to explain about the direction of restructuring of transmission and distribution business going forward. Currently, the business is significantly declining. In order to drastically restructure this business, we are considering such steps as to close down or shrink overseas business, as you see on the slide. We will accelerate the review and disclose specific measures as we finalize our plan. For other businesses, you may be hearing various reports, including some speculations, but once again, I'd like to share with you the progress of structural reforms which have been announced and some of our thoughts going forward. Regarding PC and home appliance business, we are making sure we pursue the structural reform in place, and we are speeding up to consider business reorganization with potential partners. We are not in a situation yet to disclose any information today, but as things get materialized, we would like to give you an update. Also, concerning discrete semiconductor and system LSI business, we are committed to executing structural reform plan, which has been announced, aiming to turn into profit in fiscal year 2016. Going forward, we will seek for measures to raise business value by gaining cooperation from outside parties. But other than white LED and CMOS sensors, which we have announced to terminate or withdraw, at this point, we do not have any plans to sell or withdraw from any businesses, nor have we made any decisions to do so. Especially our intention to continue discrete semiconductor and automotive and industrial system LSI businesses have not changed. For these businesses, first and foremost, we will make sure we get the restructuring right, so that these businesses will get back on track once again to regain trust from customers and other stakeholders. Next, I'd like to explain about what we have been doing since December 21st regarding strengthening internal controls and reforming the corporate culture, which is one of the pillars of Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative. For the details, please refer to the materials. First, let me explain about nomination committee's right to consent to CFO selection. In order to prevent the recurrence of accounting issues, for check and balance and independence purposes. We decided at the board meeting today to add a process to get a consent from nomination committee regarding selection and removal of CFOs before submitting to the board of directors meeting for their approval. Next is regarding the advisor to the board system. As one approach to reform our corporate culture, we decided to abolish the advisor to the board system. Officially, we will submit at the June General Shareholders Meeting for approval of change in the Article of Incorporation regarding the system. Our current advisors to the board, Mr. Nishimura, will step down at the end of March, and Mr. Okamura in June, once the General Shareholders Meeting is over. So the current system will be abolished with the resignations of the current two advisors to the board. Thereafter, chairpersons and CEOs will become honorary advisors after stepping down. Honorary advisor is an honorary position with distinction from corporate management. We will be asking them to maintain and improve the presence of the company through external activities. As to the advisor system, we have decided to abolish the current system where all the officers become advisors after stepping down. So going forward, we will appoint those with necessary mission as Toshiba Group and that are essential as Toshiba in carrying out external activities after getting approval from the nomination committee. Now, the budget formulation process, evaluation system of company performance, CEO performance evaluation, and 360-degree survey on executive managers have been announced already. As for the result of CEO performance evaluation, this is only to be used for reference by the nomination committee in selecting candidates for the president and CEO. Please do understand that the results are not to be disclosed even to myself. I will continue to be at the forefront and exert all my effort for the successful execution of Toshiba Rebuilding Initiative, so that Toshiba Group will be able to revive and once again gain trust from all the stakeholders. I sincerely seek your understanding and support going forward. Thank you.
Next, Mr. Hirata will talk about the FY 2015 third quarter results and elaborate on the FY 2015 forecast revisions. I am Hirata, the CFO. Please refer to the next set of deck. Let me walk you through the FY 2015 third quarter consolidated business results and the revisions of FY 2015 forecast. Page 3 summarizes the highlights of FY 2015 Q3 results. Nine-month net sales were 4,421.7 billion yen, down about 300 billion yen year on year, a decline of 6.4%. Weak yen pushed net sales by about 250 billion yen, so in real terms, year on year decline was steeper, recording minus 12%. To pursue structure reform, we redefined PC and TV sales territories. Excluding FX impact,
net sales of lifestyle segment was down 30%. Furthermore, centering around our HDD business, the electronic devices segment saw lower sales too. Operating income was negative 229.5 billion yen, down 431.3 billion yen year-on-year. Please kindly turn to page 16. This page reflects what I have mentioned by segment with a year-on-year comparison. Let's briefly go over them. On top of the impact of the globally non-profitable projects, impairment of goodwill and fixed asset exerted a strong downward pressure on T&D business, which led the energy and infrastructure segment's operating income to decline 150 billion yen year-on-year. Due to lower sales prices, electronic devices and component segments operating income fell about 170 billion yen year-on-year. Toshiba Tech, which recorded goodwill impairment of overseas post business, led Community Solutions operating income to shrink about 80 billion yen year-on-year. FX impact and lower sales put lifestyle segments operating income to decline about 30 billion yen year-on-year. Please turn to page 3 again. Beside operating income, as regards to the non-operating income, the sales of Kone and Topcon securities in the first half made a positive contribution of about 80 billion yen. Thus, our income before income taxes was negative 161 billion yen, down 349.2 billion yen year on year. Moving on to income taxes, in the third quarter, reversal of deferred tax assets of the Toshiba Corporation and a domestic subsidiary have been conducted almost in full. Income taxes were 338.8 billion yen, impacting our net income to plummet to negative 479.4 billion yen. Year-on-year, net income fell 586.6 billion yen. Turning to page 4, free cash flows were minus 49.7 billion yen. In the first half, proceeds from the securities sales were about 200 billion yen. So if we exclude this, cash flows would have been minus 254.2 billion yen. Due to all these factors, year-on-year, net DE ratio deteriorated 122 points, recording 232%. The shareholders' equity ratio was 8.8%, marking a level below 10%. Page 6 summarizes what I have already explained, so please refer to them later as needed. Page 7 depicts the 3-year trend as we usually do, so again, please use it for your reference. Page 8 shows free cash flows of the first 9 months over a 3-year period. Very right bars represent this fiscal year's Q1 through Q3. Investing activities realized sales proceeds of securities, but excluding that, cash flows from investing activities were negative 178.4 billion yen, almost on par with the previous year. Sales prices of SNS company were lower and lifestyle segment net sales fell, all leading to the deterioration of operating cash flow year over year. Excluding the gains from sales of securities, free cash flow was minus 254.2 billion yen, a major outflow year over year.
Page 9 shows the factors leading to the deterioration of operating income since FY 2014. Let me go over the main points. FY 2014 first 9-month operating income was positive 201.8 billion yen. SNS company sales prices declined and the configuration difference negatively impacted the operating income by about 38 billion yen. NAND depreciation cost and the increase of fixed cost of the nuclear power related business pushed down operating income by about another 48 billion yen. Furthermore, volume difference and provision for non-profitable projects deteriorated the operating income by about 110 billion yen. Decline in gross margin due to fall in net sales was assessed to be 130 billion yen. Excluding the impact of weak yen, a decline of net sales in real terms was 12% as mentioned before, or about 550 billion yen, leading to the fall in gross margin. Additional provision for non-profitable infrastructure projects and inventory write-downs negatively impacted the operating income by about 80 billion yen. Structure reform cost was about 26 billion yen. Asset write-downs and goodwill impairment were about 120 billion yen. All exerting a downward pressure on the FY 2015 9-month operating income, which was minus 229.5 billion yen. Asset write-downs of about 120 billion yen mainly include about 70 billion yen revaluation of Toshiba Tech's overseas post business goodwill and intangible fixed assets recorded in Q2 and 48 billion yen recognized in Q3 for the write-downs of fixed assets and goodwill of the T&D business. Please turn to page 10. Operating income was minus 229.5 billion yen. Non-operating income was plus 68.5 billion yen due to gains from securities proceeds. Since Toshiba Tech recorded a deficit, net income attributable to non-controlling interests of about 20 billion yen was recognized. Reversal of deferred tax assets drove income taxes to minus 338.8 billion yen. Net income, therefore, plummeted to negative 479.4 billion yen. Page 11 shows non-operating income breakdown and year-on-year comparison. Income taxes and net income attributable to non-controlling interest and year-on-year comparison are depicted on page 12. Page 13 is on the 3-year trend of key balance sheet items. In the interest of time, allow me to skip them. Page 14 is a graphical trend representation of net debt, shareholders' equity, net DE ratio, and equity ratio, which had been already explained. Very right shows the 2015 December end figures. Shareholders' equity declined by almost 50%, raising net DE ratio to 232%. Shareholders' equity ratio was 8.8%. Both indices deteriorated sharply over the previous year. I have already covered page 16, so I'll skip it. Page 17 is on energy and infrastructure. Top half is net sales and bottom half is operating income. Very right bars denote FY 2015 9-month actuals. In the operating income section, there are gray pop-ups. These indicate special notes we deem worth highlighting for your reference. On the bottom right, you see notes 1 and 2 in circles. There are two types of notes. Note 1 is the total of write-downs of fixed assets and goodwill
plus structural reform expense. Please interpret it as a broadly defined structural reform cost. Note 2 denotes additional provisions for low or non-profitable projects and inventory write-downs. For slides covering other segments, similar notations are provided as much as possible. Please look at them for your reference. FY 2015 nine-month net sales for energy and infrastructure were 1,339.8 billion yen, down 1% year-over-year in nominal terms. Excluding weak yen impact, in real terms, sales were down 7%. Operating income was minus 102.6 billion yen, down 145.6 billion yen year-over-year. Adding the negative impact figures of notes 1 and 2 will give us 108.6 billion yen, which is included in operating loss of 102.6 billion yen. Should we remove the negative drivers, operating income would have been positive 6 billion yen. Likewise, in 2014, if we eliminate the detractor of 3.1 billion, a note 2 component from 43 billion yen, FY 2014 operating income would have been 46 billion yen. And this comparison shows that even with the elimination of the figures in notes 1 and 2 due to the decline in sales, our profitability for FY 2015 deteriorated. Page 18 is on energy and infrastructure's order backlog. Overseas thermal and domestic T&D marked an increase in orders received. Nonetheless, year-on-year-wise, the increase was quite small. Page 19 is on the major breakdown of energy and infrastructure business. From here onward, we decided to show operating income by company, so please use it as your reference. Page 20 shows the changes in communication solutions business. Key item is the goodwill impairment loss of 69.6 billion yen incurred by Toshiba Tech for its overseas POS business. If we exclude this negative factor, Community Solutions would have posted operating income of positive 6.1 billion yen. Against FY 2014's operating income of 19.2 billion, if we exclude Toshiba's tech decline in sales and operating income, year-on-year difference would have been 13 billion yen. Page 21 shows the breakdown of Community Solutions. Operating income was almost flat year-over-year. Page 22 is on healthcare. Operating income declined 50% year-over-year due to the fact that R&D expense for the next generation device increased in FY 2015.
Page 23 is electronic devices and components. Operating profit is down by 169.4 billion yen year-on-year basis. Excluding special noted items, which was about 35 billion yen, the big impact came from cuts in selling prices of NAND compared to last year. Page 24 shows the breakdown of semiconductor and storage products company. Please take a look at it later for your reference. Page 25 is the quarterly trend in operating income loss. Third quarter, which is on far right, was minus 14.9 billion yen, but memory was positive with ROS of about 13%. And selling price from the second quarter was down by about 15% in dollar terms. Page 26 is lifestyle products and services. Operating loss was quite significant with 66.8 billion yen. Year-on-year basis, special noted items indeed increased, but mainly due to withdrawal from unprofitable regions and forex, the segment experienced decline in real terms. Please refer to the breakdown on page 27 later. I have given you the overview of the financial results for the third quarter. Now I'd like to share with you the changes in our forecast for fiscal year 2015. Please take a look at page 29. Those shaded in yellow are the changes we made. To the right, you can see the previous forecast announced on December 21st, and the next column shows the difference between the two. As you can see in the difference column, we have revised downward the operating loss by 90 billion yen, loss before income taxes and non-controlled interests by 100 billion yen, and net loss by 160 billion yen respectively. As a result, the forecast of net loss is now 710 billion yen. I deeply apologize for a huge revision just after 1 month. In addition to deteriorating net loss, we have taken into consideration aggravating pension liability adjustment account due to falling stock prices. Therefore, we expect equity attributable to shareholders of the company at 150 billion yen and shareholders' equity ratio of 2.6% at the end of March. Incidentally, this figure does not include the sales of Toshiba Medical System. At present, we are discussing on appropriate sales price, the buyer, and the timing. Page 30 shows the forecast by segment. Let me just cover the operating losses. Energy and infrastructure, down by 55 billion yen from previous forecast to 85 billion yen. Community solutions down by 5 billion to 35 billion yen. Electronic devices and components down by 30 billion yen to 55 billion yen. Lifestyle products and services down by 20 billion yen to 160 billion yen. Now please refer to page 31. In order to foster your understanding, I have tried to summarize the changes from previous forecast by items and segments. On the left is 170.4 billion yen, comparison to last fiscal year, and forecast which we explained on December 21st, which was operating loss of 340 billion yen in fiscal year 2015. And what we analyzed this time is shown on the right. On the far right, in red box is the difference from the last announcement. You can see minus 90 billion yen on the right-hand side bottom, which is the increase of operating loss from previous forecast. The rough breakdown is as follows. Fiscal year 2015 deterioration is about minus 64 billion yen, which is towards the top. Asset write-downs of about minus 8 billion yen and structural reform of minus 18 billion yen. Further breakdown by segment of 64 billion yen difference in fiscal year 2015 is indicated on the slide, but specifically, some of the major reasons are cost increase of individual projects and jobs and disposal or valuation loss of inventories which we possessed for sales purposes. For this third quarter financial results, we conducted review by newly established Project Monitoring and Oversight Division, which was set up to review individual projects based on percentage of completion. In addition, corporate monitored accounting process of each company, we have implemented a monitoring system and procedures to review and challenge each and every accounting processes. Also, we have estimated that additional 18 billion yen will be necessary for restructuring effort, and this is due to expected increase in liquidation cost and inventory disposal of a PC-related foreign subsidiaries. Page 32 shows forecast of a net loss. Changes from previous forecast by factors. On the bottom right, you can see minus 160 billion yen once again. A high-level breakdown is operating loss minus 90 billion yen, non-operating loss minus 10 billion yen, and income taxes minus 60 billion yen. For minus 60 billion yen in income taxes, our expected results will decline by about 100 billion yen before tax. Therefore, from deferred tax asset for Toshiba Group's domestic consolidated tax payment, we decided to draw down 60 billion yen at the end of fiscal year, as we did in third quarter. At the last announcement, forecast was better by about 100 billion yen, so we considered we would be able to capture 60 billion yen worth from accounting standard perspective as well. But with further decline in our forecast by 100 billion yen, this time we decided to reverse 60 billion yen. Page 33. It gives you the difference of equity attributable to shareholders of the company from previous forecast. I'd like to draw your attention to bottom right. It will decline by 280 billion yen from 460 down to 150 billion yen. This includes decline in net loss by 160 billion yen and pension liability adjustments down by 130 billion yen. Since the previous announcement, various yields such as Nikkei average have been declining and the trend has not changed much as of today. As such, based on the latest situation, we decided to take into account negative impact from investment of our pension asset. Next page. Accordingly, equity attributable to shareholders of the company is about 150 billion yen, and unfortunately, net DE ratio will exceed 900%, or rather reach closer to 1,000%. Now, major assets which we should be monitoring constantly are indicated on page 35. In the second quarter, we recorded impairment for overseas POS business of Toshiba Tech Corporation, followed by transmission and distribution systems in third quarter, as you can see on bottom right. At the top is nuclear power business, but I'd like to use the next slide to explain about the situation of this business. On November 27th, Mr. Shiga, our corporate senior executive vice president, explained about the business plan used for impairment test of the fiscal year 2014 nuclear power business. Likewise, here is the business plan we applied for the impairment test this time. Basically, there is no major change from the plan we explained back in November. From the left, you can see three fiscal years from fiscal year 2016 to 2018. And the next to it is the column indicating yearly average of 12 fiscal years from fiscal year 2019 to fiscal year 2030. So this chart covers, in total, 15 years of business plan. The column, which is a bit separated to the right, is yearly average of period from fiscal year 2019 to fiscal year 2030. And you can see net sales, operating income loss, and EBITDA, as well as the breakdown respectively. Next to each fiscal year, namely fiscal year 2016 and 2017, is the change from previous plan. As shown towards the bottom, in fiscal year 2016 and 2017, we have cut EBITDA by 10 billion yen each. At the briefing in November, our yearly average figures before the discount were shared. But from impairment test perspective, in our future plan, 90 billion yen of EBITDA in average is included every year. For your reference, we have added a column this time. If you take a look at the bar chart, the highest bar on right says 190 billion yen. This simply added together 12 years of EBITDA and divided by 12, which is 190 billion yen. But when we carry out impairment test, there will be a discount. So when we discount each year and add them all up and divide by 12, it turns out to be 90 billion yen. Of course, we need to post EBITDA above 190 billion yen in the future, but in terms of impairment test, a future plan includes about 90 billion yen. Next page shows fair value and carrying value. Let me explain. As was just discussed, there is no major change from the previous plan. Therefore, fair value continues to exceed carrying value. So fiscal year 2015 impairment test, step 1, showed no sign of impairment. Having said that, the rule is to conduct the impairment test at minimum once a year. Thus, we will continue to take into account various risks, and whenever we deem it necessary, we will take steps to confirm our goodwill from asset perspective to maintain clean balance sheet. So, this concludes my explanation.